activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in career and personal life and creates a more well-rounded student. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and the administration, teachers, and students of USA Schools would like to thank the school board volunteer members on their dedication, service, and decisions which improve our school system and community. Find out more on USA Schools. Go to the website thinkusa.org or call 883-2360.
Whether you're looking for residential or commercial boilers, look to Kundinger & Kroll for a Weil McLean boiler. They offer energy-efficient, high-quality gas and oil-fired boilers for residential and commercial heating. Kundinger & Kroll has been in business for 80 years and plans to be for another 80 years. Stop in at Kundinger & Kroll to learn more on Weil McLean boilers, designed as one of the most efficient ENERGY STAR qualified products on the market. Or call Kundinger & Kroll in Sebring at 989-883-2770.
Look for special Chevy Buick and GMC bonus tags with extra savings on select models at the mall. That's the Flattery GM Auto Mall in BedEx. Up to $1,000 in auto show bonus cash. Enhanced GM card earnings and now extra bonus tag savings and 0% 60-month financing. Get a fantastic lease on a well-equipped 2015 Chevy Cruze LT with premium audio, remote start, and more. Only $120 a month. Or how about a 2016 Chevy Equinox LT with remote start, rear vision camera, heated seats, full power, and more. Only $179 a month. Come see the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu LT with remote start, rear vision camera, full power, MyLink radio, and more. Lease it for as low as $163 a month. Truck buyers, get an incredible lease on a 2016 Chevy Silverado LT double cab four-wheel drive with all-star package heated seats, rear vision camera with remote start, only $188 a month. Shop the Flattery GM Auto Mall located 1 mile east of downtown Bannack. See dealer for details.
High school sports are a great way for kids to stay in shape, while also building teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there also comes risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Sebring Family Medicine encourage exercise in all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
Check one, this is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Sebring Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes and remember to play it safe.
Stop into Sebring Family Medicine today. Sure Hospital, a division of Sure Healthcare Network. People you trust, caring for people you love.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network at the half, where the Bad Axe Hatchets lead the USA Patriots 28-20 after two quarters. Bad Axe is led by number 5, John Messick, with 10 points. Martin Messick trails behind by 3 with 7 points, all coming in the first quarter. Tommy Morneau with 5, Andrew Sutton with 4, and Clark Brady with 2 points to round out the Bad Axe Hatchets. They're only 0-for-1 from the free throw line for 0%. They ended that first half with 8 total turnovers in 2 quarters. For USA, they are led by Isaiah Williamson with 7 points. Aaron Sines has 6, Hunter Bone with 4, and Brody Wesolowski with 3. The good news for the Patriots, they are 4 from the free throw line, but they do have 9 turnovers in 16 minutes of play. How's the shooting percentages look like?
Bad Axe came in here like this is their gym as far as shooting percentages is concerned. They took a grand total of 28 shots, hit 12. That's 42%. That is very good on a road, believe me. But how it breaks down, I think, is even more interesting, is that Bad Axe was 4 for 9 at three-point area. That's 44%, while they were 8-19. That's 42%. That is pretty consistent. For the Patriots, they were shooting, they shot 25 times, hit 7. That's 28%. Of course, they practice in this gym, and it doesn't break down too well for them, except inside the arc. Inside the arc, they were 5 for 16, 31%. And outside the arc, 2 for 9, 42%. And that is not one of the items that they are discussing right now.
As far as rebounding goes, the USA Patriots actually have an edge 13-10. USA had 8 at first quarter compared to Bad X's 5. That's the only difference there. Bad X's largest lead was 11 at 22-11 in the second quarter with 5:40 remaining. They matched that as well multiple times as the remaining 5 minutes of the half. We've had 5 lead changes, 2 ties so far in the night. And it's about to be a great second half. John Murray, what do you expect to see in the second half?
Well, if USA is going to be getting back, they're going to be launching more ICBMs that we thought they were going to do to begin with. That's their game all along during this 2015-2016 campaign. And truthfully, I think the strength of their team is Aaron Saenz with his slashing prowess, as well as the inside players of Isaiah Williamson and Michael Kemp. Those two guys are horses on the inside, and I can't believe that they're not going to them a lot more. Maybe they will. That's what I see out of the USA Patriots.
What about the Bad Axe Hatchets? Status quo, continue with doing,
because they're doing the exact same thing they've been doing all year. The coach is probably talking to him about 32 minutes of intensity because it's going to make a huge difference. Free throw percentages. Now, Bad Axe only took one in the entire first half, and they missed it. That's something they don't want, and they need to go ahead and improve a lot more on that particular aspect of their game. But that's, like I said, that's the only weakness that I see. That's their Achilles heel.
Well, it's been fairly even as far as scoring goes. John Messing with 10, Morneau with 5, Mark Messing with 7, Andrew Sutton with 4. Andrew Sutton is really making a difference in the lane with the rebounds, with everything else he does so well for this Hatchets. USA needs to get a few more players involved aside from Aaron Saenz, Hunter Bone, and we might have a good, great ball game coming down the stretch.
I've been kind of, it's been fun watching how Martin Messing is developing into a good point guard a year early, by the way. And this leaves Tommy Morneau to go ahead and find a place where he can go ahead and get open and see what develops.
Well, here's an interesting thing that's developing as we speak, John. Both teams are on the court, ready to start the second half.
Where'd the basketballs go?
We have no basketballs. Both teams are standing around doing absolutely nothing, pretending to shoot, standing around the three-point arc with absolutely no basketballs on this court right now.
Yeah, there was a lot of air shots right now, just and they were making them all in their minds.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have your second half action. Bad Axe leading USA 28-20 on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, art, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in career and personal life and creates a more well-rounded student. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and the administration, teachers, and students of USA Schools would like to thank the school board volunteer members on their dedication, service, and decisions which improve our school system and community. Find out more on USA Schools. Go to the website thinkusa.org or call 883-2360.